The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
The audience of IRB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
I begin in the name of Allah, the most kind, the most merciful. It's due to that kindness and mercy that we have these opportunities where we gather in remembrance and glorification of Him, Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. We want to try to get a better understanding of who is Shaitan, or what is Shaitan. Shaitan refers to an entity that seeks to cause harm and stir rebellion amongst us and remove us from peace and tranquility. If we understand those definitions so far, right, where we've come to, these shayateen, which is something that is harmful, causes rebellion and seeks to take us away from the good, from the goodness of where we are, these shayateen have a leader. Yeah, and whether we know it, whether these shayateen know it or not, they have a leader, and this leader is Iblis. Yeah, now we get to a proper noun. So the whole time right now, when God talks about shaitan and shayateen, He's not even talking about Iblis yet. He's talking about things which are harmful, yeah, that takes us away. But these shayateen have a leader, and their leader is Iblis. Iblis is the one who refused to do sajda when Allah commanded, right? Allah says in the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse number 34, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمْ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ أَحْسَنْتُمْ. Yeah? It gives me great joy when you complete verses of the Quran. It says, and mention when we said to the angels, do sajda towards Adam, before Adam. So they prostrated, فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ, except for Iblis. Yeah, Aba wastakbara wa kana min al kafirin, that he was too arrogant and proudful, and he is indeed from amongst the disbelievers. It's this Iblis who has professed an unending war against the creation of Allah. We have to understand like the seriousness of this, right? Like again, I say this because I think even I have been a victim of this. We take it for granted. Iblis is there. Yeah? No, man, he's like a threat that you need to be mindful of at all times. We need to be mindful of at all times because he's so dangerous, right? As we'll talk about in these series, any hesitation in my faith, any slowness in my faith, any lethargy in my faith, it's because of shaitan. It's no other reason. It's because of God's power is too strong for me just to refuse it by myself. It's something causes me to refuse it. Now, maybe after a while it leaves, maybe. But at the same time, it may not just leave, it may leave after it makes me its warrior, right? So now I'm part of his army and then he leaves. And so I am a continuous chain in this way. He has promised an unending war, right? Allah says in Surah Al-Hijr, قَالَ رَبِّي بِمَا أَغْوَيْتَنِي لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَلَأُغْوِيَنَّهُمْ أَجْمَعِينَ إِلَّا عِبَادَكَ مِنْهُمُ الْمُخْلَصِينَ. He says that Iblis says to Allah that, my Lord, because you have taken me away or put me in error, I will surely لَأُزَيِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ, I will surely make disobedience attractive to them on earth. Subhanallah, yeah? Like, you know, like, how much clearer do you want? You know, it's like, you know, like, sometimes, like, in shampoo bottles, they'll say, do not swallow, yeah? And you're like, Baba, who would swallow? Because there was somebody who swallowed, probably, right? But they want to cover all bases. So they say, don't swallow, don't put in your eye. And you think at that, you're like, Baba, who would do this? But in America, you can sue for anything, right? And so they know, right? This is how shaitan is. Shaitan's made it so clear. You're like, Baba, why do you have to give such warnings? But he's given such warnings, right? If you want to do something bad to somebody, you wouldn't tell him, I'm going to do something bad to you. But he tells us he's going to do something bad to us. And so the warning is clear. And so this is not an empty threat where he says, I will surely make disobedience attractive to them and I will mislead them all, he says, except for your chosen servants. Right? But otherwise, if you have not reached that status of being a mukhlaseen, Shaitan says, I'm coming after you non-stop. Non-stop, I am coming after you. And this is something we have to be very mindful of. Now, Iblis is a creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in next week's lecture, we'll look at the relationship between Iblis and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a fascinating relationship, right? But he is from amongst the jinn. So what is the creation of Iblis? Right? Iblis is from amongst the jinn. Allah says in the Quran, in Surah Al-Kahf, verse number 50, وَإِذْ قُلْنَا لِلْمَلَائِكَةِ اسْجُدُوا لِآدَمَ فَسَجَدُوا إِلَّا إِبْلِيسَ كَانَ مِنَ الْجِنِّ. Yeah? Allah says that when I asked them to do sajda, everyone did sajda except for Iblis. Iblis is from amongst the jinn. Right? Who are the jinn? The jinn are a creation that is made of fire. Okay? So we know jinn is a creation. We'll inshallah one day do a subject on jinns. Yeah? Because it's an entity again that is a real existence that Allah talks about. And so it's important for us to understand. But Allah says in the Quran in Surah Ar-Rahman, verse number 15, وَخَلَقَ الْجَانَّ مِنْ مَارِجٍ مِن نَار أَحْسَنْتُمْ. Yeah? That, and he created the jinn from a smokeless flame of fire. Okay? So Iblis, remember we said, shayateen from amongst mankind and jinn. The head of them is Iblis. He is from the jinn. The jinn are made of fire. And because they are made of fire, they are in this intermediate state of a physical nature and an immaterial nature. Yeah? And this is important for us to understand about Iblis, right? Now, if we just pause there for a second, jinn as a whole, because they are in this state between a physical nature and an immaterial nature, jinn can take the form of a physical form or an immaterial form. This is why sometimes we don't see jinns around us, but they are around us. And sometimes it may take a form of something that we may not recognize, but it is from amongst the jinn. Like for example, when Imam Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam, Muhammadin wa Ali, Muhammad, was the Khalifa in Kufa, one day a snake entered, right? This is the Babu Thu'ban we heard about in Masjid al-Kufa, right? But a snake entered. And the people saw a snake. So this is again not uncommon because they lived in like a wild nature back then, I guess you can say. Or like, you know, more of a jungle-ish nature. And so a snake came. And so people wanted to go and stop that snake from going any further. And the Imam says, leave it, right? And so the snake went to the Imam alayhi salam, and the Imam said, wait, and it waited. The Imam finished his khutbah, and then the snake had a conversation with him that I am from amongst the jinn and I have come here. And so the point of that is that jinns sometimes take the form of something material, right? And sometimes they take the form of something immaterial. And these jinns are either good or they are bad. Right? The good jinns don't harm us. They are there to support us. The bad jinns are trying to mislead us. And Allah says that in the Quran. In Surah Al-Jinn, verse number 11, وَأَنَّا مِنَّا الصَّالِحُونَ وَمِنَّا دُونَ ذَلِكَ. These are jinns who are talking. And what do the jinns say? That from amongst us are those who are righteous, salih. And there are from amongst us those who are not salih. Yeah, that means these jinns, you know, it's interesting again, when we will inshallah one day talk about it, the jinns were there in Ghadir. Yeah, they heard Man Kuntu Mawla. And so there are those who submitted, and then there are those who chose not to submit. Okay? Similar to what happened with mankind who heard Man Kuntu Mawla. There were those who chose to accept, and those who chose not to accept this message, right? So Iblis, and we'll conclude with this, but Iblis being from amongst the jinn And because of his commitment to attack us at all times, takes both of these forms. And this is something that I want us to leave with this point in mind, right? That yes, Iblis is a jinn, but the jinn can take both of these forms, a physical form and an immaterial form. Similarly, Iblis can take a physical form and can take an immaterial form. And the physical form is when he presents himself as a well-wishing advisor, yeah? Somebody who smiles in your face, yeah? Somebody who wishes you goodness, but in that, they're actually leading you away.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Kareem Adi Alim Hali Hakim Mati. شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صلوا عليه.